Welcome to today's Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature. Now, here's today's message.
Moving along to verse 17, "And he, God's beloved Son, is before all things, and in him all things hold together." This just didn't come from Paul's fanciful mind, but recall, John recorded for us in John 8:58, "Jesus said to them," the Jews, "Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham was, I am." The verse in Colossians shows the eternality of Christ. Jesus, not merely the man, but God, God who becomes man at a point in time. Incredible and hard to fathom, perhaps impossible to fathom. It makes good sense that in the Son, all things hold together. Notice that all things are said to be holding together as if there is a force that works against all things. What constitutes that force? Obviously coming to mind is Satan. That's obvious. But also should be noted is the rebelliousness of mankind, as we just discussed. The negativity of people, their sin. If it wasn't for Christ's consciousness, Christ's love, that holds the world together, certainly everything would fall apart.
All right, thanks, Daniel. We'll be back on Monday with another message from Daniel Litton on the Peace to Live By 2-Minute Feature.